Hello and welcome to the Online Business for Black Women podcast. I'm Keisha White, brand strategist for new coaches, consultants, and service providers. And I created this podcast for Black women who aspire to start profitable businesses online. Here we share transparent stories of overcoming the challenges that come with building an online business, along with actionable strategies that you can implement in a business of your own. To get started, download my free guide on the 5 easy steps to attract more high-paying clients in the show notes. So let's dive into the episode. Okay. Hi, everyone. I am back for another episode. And this week I have a solo episode. And I guess for a little bit of an update on what kind of content I've been working on. So I have slowed down a bit on the podcast because I have been working on growing my YouTube channel. And over there, I do really good tutorials and just really great tips on starting your service-based business and just different things like creating a services page on your website that will be very high converting to get you clients. And then I also have a new tutorial coming up on using Instagram Reels for your business and the technical functions behind it. So I have been putting a bit more energy into there. So that's why there have been fewer podcast episodes. But if you want to check out those tutorials, make sure you go over there and subscribe to my channel. I will put the link in the description of the show in the show notes. So that way you can go over there, you can subscribe, and you can check out all the videos and resources over there too. And so back to the episode. So in this week's episode, I'm going to be talking about the power of persistence as an entrepreneur. So I'm going to tell a little bit about my story of how I had to be very, very persistent over the years to even make it to the point to where I have had a full-time business for 2 years now. And one thing I know for a fact is that if I would have quit at any moment, like I started all my online business journey, I started it in like 2014. And now as I'm recording this, it's 2020. I left my last corporate job in 2018. So I just know for a fact, if at any point over those 6 years or so, if I would have quit, I definitely would not have the business that I have today. And I would probably still be in those corporate sales jobs that I hated because I was one of those employees who I was just literally solely there specifically just for the check. Like I was like going into the interviews, just faking it, pretending like these were jobs that I was actually interested in. And I really hated all of my jobs. Like I would just fake it in the interview, get the job, do whatever bare minimum to survive. And I wasn't really enjoying the work that I was doing at all. So this is why I was really a lot of the reason why I was so driven to start my business, because it was just kind of like the career change that I so desperately wanted, but I couldn't really see how to get it in the corporate world. And so the thing about being persistent over the years is that with each challenge that would come up, I had to end up just making sure I would be focused on finding a solution and making sure the problem was solved to be able to get on track to getting the results that I wanted. And so this is one of the things that I see a lot of people don't do really when they want to start a business, because a lot of times when a certain problem shows up or an obstacle comes up, most people who are not able to become successful entrepreneurs, they will give up and they will fold and they'll just call it quits and be like, oh man, this is just too difficult, or this is taking too long, or this just isn't working as quickly as I expected it to work. And then they end up giving up and they never make it to becoming successful entrepreneurs. And that's the whole reason why most people don't make it. It's not that they're not talented enough. It is not that they're not good enough. Really, it's none of those things. It's really just about they lack that persistence and that solution-oriented mindset to be able to keep going. So anyway, so I'm going to tell a little bit about like three major changes that I had to make along my business journey as I went through the different stages, noticing like different problems and how with each different problem that I noticed, I had to make some type of change and got a better result. So you can kind of see, like, this is not like a linear, just straight up the chart path for anybody. Like, we're all just literally figuring it out as we go and getting better as we go. So no matter how like polished somebody's social media presence may look, or how perfect their website may look, or how perfect things may seem from the outside looking in, pretty much everybody will have stories like this of what I'm about to share here. And so I guess to get started. So when I got started in the beginning, I was, like I said, working in corporate sales, and I was really undercharging when I first decided to start a business. So I didn't really have any real rates planned out. I just kind of knew I wanted to figure out how I could offer web design as a service at that time, because I was working in those different sales jobs that I felt like weren't creative and weren't really using my real talents. And so once I discovered web design, I discovered that from starting a blog. So I was just starting a lifestyle blog back in 2014. And I noticed that web design seemed to be a skill that I could probably offer in like an online business format. And so once I discovered that, I was like, okay, I need to get better at design. So I'm going to try to improve my skills. And I would take all these little evening classes and stuff like that. And I kind of started doing the work for free. And then I started adding on other different things that I could possibly do as a service. So I had bought a camera around that time too, like a Canon camera, semi-professional, not super high level at all. But a lot of my coworkers found out that I had a camera, so they started asking me for photography. So I kind of offered photography too. Then I kind of started offering website audits here and there for like $25, to where I would get on a call with somebody for 30 minutes and tell them what was wrong with their website, pretty much. And then from there, ended up creating like a worksheet for new bloggers, because that doing in the midst of all this, I was still juggling my lifestyle blog. So I was like, okay, I can make one of those little workbook ebooks, because I noticed the whole ebook trend of people talking about how they were selling $30 ebooks and stuff like that. And so I was just kind of doing the most, really experimenting, like I said, doing websites for maybe free or extremely cheap, because I just wasn't really confident in my skills yet. And at that rate, I really, really did think it was going to take me forever to create a full-time business. And I used to kind of back then do complaining about like, oh, I just don't know how to get serious clients. Like, these people aren't taking the process seriously, and it's going to be so hard to find serious people. And I ended up getting fired from one job, and I got hired in a new sales job in software sales. So this was the one I did in that last corporate job before I left. And so at that point, after kind of thinking people weren't taking my services seriously and thinking it was going to take forever, I pretty much at that point put my business like on the back burner for like a year. So this was maybe from 2017 to 2018. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm in this new sales position in software. And as you know, if you have worked in tech sales, like tech sales is extremely competitive and fast paced. Like, it's like a lot of work, a lot of calling, a lot of aggressive commission, running after that commission. So it was a ton of work. And I really was like so drained and exhausted every day just trying to get my commission checks. But it was also good money, because commission is uncapped in those kind of jobs. So you get your base salary plus uncapped commission. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to focus and try to make as much money as I can while I'm in this job, and did not work on my business really at all until like that job kind of went downhill. And I got pretty much tired of the corporate world. And then I went into this more persistent solutions mode in my business. So this was kind of when I flipped from being someone who was kind of like not really operating with a clear plan, not really determined or super consistent or anything, because I was just too being caught up in self-doubt or worried about the problems that I noticed. And I flipped from being that way to becoming someone who was just going to be determined to just figure out a way to make it work. And I wasn't able to make that shift as a person until I just got totally tired of the corporate world. That job that I was working in, I made good money for almost a year, and then the culture went downhill, and they fired a bunch of people on my team, and I got demoted. Like, I was still there, still had a job while other people got let go, which I guess could be considered good, but the job I was demoted to, it was horrible because that was the kind of sales job where you truly did have to cold call all day. I didn't get to do any of the strategic like software stuff that I was doing before. So with the previous job, I was able to like strategize with the clients on their marketing strategies and talk about how our software could help them really hit their marketing goals and their sales goals. And I was able to demo the software and everything. But once I got demoted, I was just pretty much straight up cold calling, no strategy at all. And I was like, oh, no, I can't do this. And so at that point, I eventually got up the courage to quit the job because since I was making a good amount of money, I saved a lot. So I was able to quit with 6 months of money saved to kind of give myself a shot to see if I shifted how I was operating in the business. Could I create something full time out of it? So it was sort of an experiment in a way. Like I wasn't really sure if it was going to work. I just went into it thinking like, OK, I'm going to be determined now and I'm going to like try to make this thing work. So the first big change that I made once I shifted to being more persistent and focusing on solutions was I got more serious about how I presented my services online and I did more consistent marketing. So in the past, when I was talking about how I couldn't attract really serious clients and I had booked a couple of people who literally knew me from college and they were very nice, but they just weren't super serious about getting a professional website done. Even my client process wasn't even that great back then either to give them a good outcome either. So it was sort of a mess in the beginning. And I was just in complaining mode back then thinking like, nobody's serious. This is hard. And I ended up, after I quit my job, I was like, okay, well, how can I make this better? How can I attract serious people? And so what I did, I elevated how I was presenting myself as a professional web designer online. So I like elevated how my website looked. I elevated the way I talked about my services on the site to make it sound very like a good invest, like a investment, I guess, that the business owner would receive a lot of benefit from. I had a nice, concrete, clear, like professional package outlined, clear pricing, and I got more consistent with my marketing because in the past I would kind of market on and off. Like I would do some marketing and then stop and then do it again and then stop. And so it was just really on and off and it was hard to get a lot of traction when I was just so on and off with the marketing. So it's like, well, how did I expect to attract a better caliber of clients if I couldn't even do the marketing consistently to get their trust? So this is why I was kind of stuck with working with people who knew me already. So if you want to branch out and get outside of working with people who you know, you're going to have to do the things to present yourself in an elevated way and to be super consistent with your marketing to build trust. So I'm always talking about how you build trust with a higher end client. Like those are the top two ways, like being credible on that website and how you present yourself, and then being consistent with your marketing so you look like a real legit business that's not just somebody that's here today and gone tomorrow, because there are a lot of people who do that. And so if people see you're here and you're gone, like they don't take you seriously as a business owner and therefore they won't hire you. So the result of being super consistent with my marketing, like literally the day I quit, like that's the thing that I worked on first, because knowing how important marketing was, especially from that job that I left, because I was selling marketing software to entrepreneurs in my job. So I knew how important marketing was, like really the number one thing. And so the result of that, after it was a little bit slow in the beginning, I will say, but I eventually got to the point where I was booked and eventually became overbooked with clients, which led me to having so much business that I was kind of like getting tired of the business in a way. And I was able to, of course, make enough money to replace my income on the basic level plus with the savings. So I was good money wise. And it eventually led me, like I said, to getting so much work to where I was like, OK, I don't want to like work like this anymore. Like I don't want to be working 24/7. So that led me to kind of feeling a little bit frustrated again. So this was another change where I noticed it was another change I had to make. So in the beginning, the big issue was not booking enough people, not booking serious people. So at that point, I was booking people at pretty much a $2,000 rate. When I first left my job, I was charging $1,500 and then I took it up to $2,000. And I got overbooked with those $2,000 people. And then I was like, from there, I was like, okay, I want to be able to still make enough money, but work with fewer people. So that was the next problem. So at this point, I know a lot of people may be like, okay, well, what could I do? I don't have any choice but to keep charging $2,000. I don't think anybody's going to pay more and blah, 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 all that negative self-talk. So instead of doing that, I was like, okay, well, I need to figure out how can I charge even more than $2,000 so I can work with fewer people, give them a better outcome, be able to dedicate more time to their projects and things like that. So the change that I made from there, I pretty much more than doubled my rate. So this was at the point when I took my rate up to $5,000 so I could work with less people and still make the money that I wanted. So I will say when I first made that change, I had to really just stay persistent. Like in the beginning, I was still really attracting the caliber of people who were like on that $2,000 level, who were like super newbie beginners in business who didn't have the money to invest $5K and who I don't even think they should have invested $5K. I'm like, if you haven't even got your business off the ground yet and you're not really making money, to be going out and getting a custom professional website doesn't really make a ton of sense. Like you need to just get some money coming in and then you can get the custom website later as you reinvest back into your business. So I had to kind of like shift my clientele to figure out how could I attract like a more experienced business owner, one who actually had their stuff together, who was ready for something custom and professional. And so I had to kind of sort of shift my marketing again. So this is where I had to like shift the messaging in my marketing to get a lot more specific, because in the beginning, even though it did help me get booked with those cheaper people, I was just pretty much marketing to any like woman entrepreneur that was kind of just like, I think I said women entrepreneurs or something. And I just had pink everywhere. And so there was like not a specific niche, not a specific tailored outcome. It kind of sounded like it was like a nice package, but it didn't really sound like it was tied to a certain outcome. Like you typically want to tie your services back to an outcome that your clients would actually care about. And I wasn't really doing that because I was just talking about any woman entrepreneur. So that led me to working with a ton of different people, from like doulas to a subscription box for like your menstrual cycle. I had a website I did for that. I worked with a couple of music artists, worked with a coaches and consultants, worked with the events company, a photographer. So I was just kind of all over the place, like with the people that I was working with. Oh yeah, even a lash company and like a cocktail bar company. It was just so random. And even a OBGYN like somehow got into the mix. But anyway, so from there, I was kind of like, I noticed that when you're trying to attract premium clients, I started hiring like coaches and stuff like that to learn how to attract premium clients. So I got a online course about that. And it was talking about how you have to really pick a niche of people you really want to serve when you want to go really, really premium. So that's what I ended up doing. So I ended up looking back at the kinds of clients that I worked with before, and I had to end up narrowing my focus down to the coaching consultant clients. Like those were the ones that I wanted to really hone in on because they were a good market where there was a lot of experienced people to choose from who would be able to pay $5K and who would get a lot of value out of it. So I had to definitely shift my marketing, had to really get clear on the messaging with it to think about like, what do these coaches and consultants care about? Like, what are their struggles? Like, what do they need? What results are they looking for in their businesses? And so I noticed that a lot of them were wanting to get high profile speaking engagements, or maybe they also have premium coaching packages that they wanted to sell to attract the caliber of clients that they wanted, and that type of thing. And maybe they wanted to be recognized for like bigger opportunities and like panels and being featured on these conferences and things like that. So I totally had to like shift and narrow in my language to make sure that I was talking specifically to this group of women, and even some men even ended up being attracted to it as well. And so I was able to eventually start to book clients at that higher level. from shifting my marketing to attracting those experienced people. And then I really changed my language too. So instead of saying anything about starting a business or when you're just getting started, like all of that language, I eliminated that language. So I would just shift, and I always would say, like, if you're ready to take your business to the next level, you want to attract more of those big speaking gigs, or you're ready to get more high-end clients, and just all the kind of stuff that like an experienced person would be thinking about. Because if you're talking the language of an amateur, somebody who's just getting started, you're going to attract people who are just getting started. So I was intentional too, to say things that somebody who was experienced could like relate to per se. So yep, so that was the result there. It definitely took some time, like I said, to shift my marketing, and it really didn't take too long. I guess maybe it took like a couple of months, but luckily I had enough people booked with the $2,000 rate to hold me over. I had plenty of work to hold me over until I started booking the 5K people. So it worked out. So yep. And then from there, I have shifted again. So I got to the point where I wanted to stop offering done-for-you services to really focus on offering a course and my program, The Successful Service Provider. So in the beginning, I will say it was a struggle, a big shift to go from services to courses, because I was kind of treating it the same way that I did as I was selling a service. So I will say selling a service at a premium is actually a bit easier, I guess, in terms of being faster if you were trying to grow and scale a business. So if you have some kind of premium level, like one-on-one coaching package or a one-on-one consulting package or a done-for-you service that you're charging like $3,000 and up for, you can pretty easily like replace your income with that with a tiny audience. Like I quit my job without even having 1,000 email subscribers. I don't think I surpassed 1,000 until maybe a year. I don't know. Like it was a while because I just didn't need that big of an audience. So this is why if you're new and you're super tiny online, like selling a service really is a great, faster way to do it. But if you're trying to scale a course, it's a little bit different. So courses, you need way more traffic. You need a lot more email subscribers coming into your email list every month to be able to get the course sales that you're looking for. So in the beginning of the whole course thing, I was kind of treating it the same way I did with my services. And so I was kind of sitting around like a couple of sales a month with the course when I wanted to definitely bring more people into the program than that. And so I ended up hiring a new coach whose expertise is in scaling online courses, and realized that I need to do a lot more work to get more traffic. So things like setting up my search engine optimization for my website to get more search traffic, the YouTube channel, which is why I even started that, to get more YouTube search engine traffic. I'm going to get back on Pinterest and trying to do different collaborations and features and stuff. So with a course, you need a lot more traffic. You can't necessarily treat it the same way that you would a service, because if you do, you're going to still be kind of sitting around 2 or 3 sales a month, which is fine if you're doing a service that's like $3,000 plus, and you can do $3,000 rate, $5,000 rate, or whatever. You can definitely do well with selling a service at that rate with only 2 or 3 sales a month. But once you get to course land, like if you're selling like a $1,000 course or like a $1,400 course or even a $2,000 course, you want to get, I'm sure, like more than a couple of sales a month. So you have to do as much as you can to get traffic. So that was just a big thing that I had to learn and had to just kind of adjust the way I'm doing my business. So now it's a lot more marketing than what I was doing before. Like before, most of my time was spent fulfilling on the services, taking discovery calls and like that. But now, like these last few weeks, I've been figuring out search engine optimization. I had to buy a whole new software to kind of learn that. So figuring out keywords and just all kinds of stuff. So, yep. So that's been the shift there. So I know from there, I'm sure, like I said, a lot of people could have did the opposite and been like, oh, man, this course stuff is too hard. Like, I don't know how to get more sales and blah, blah, blah. And just went down this downward spiral of why the course wasn't going to work, and they would have went back to maybe selling the service, or maybe even just went back to a job, who knows. But like I said, if you are someone who's going to be persistent, you have to figure out like, what's my issue here and what can I do to solve this problem? So, yep. So just wanted to show like three different scenarios that I've gone through. This is pretty much since I quit my job. So like I said, it's been 2 years at this point. And as you can see, like with each stage and my business, there has been some kind of challenge. Like, and I just am determined to keep going. And so I just wanted to share this with you, because with you, you have to realize that with each stage in your business, there will be a challenge for you to get to the result that you want to get to next. Like we always get to, I feel like we always kind of have a certain level that we're aspiring to get to. And then once we reach that level, we're like, oh, yay, I'm here. And then you end up finding a new shiny object in the future that you want to get to a certain different level next. And then when you get to that next level, you want to get to a new level next. So it's just kind of going from one level to the next. And as you go from level to level, figuring out what issues and problems do you need to solve? What solutions do you need to figure out to get to the results that you want? And really, if you are not persistent, if you're not solution oriented, the reality is that being an entrepreneur is just not going to work for you, because it requires persistence. So you can just pretty much identify the issue and try solutions until you see what works and just keep going from there. And if you quit or if you give up too quickly, it's just like you're not even giving yourself a chance to even find a solution. And you're going to be pretty much out of business before you even get off the ground. And that whole entrepreneur, like work from anywhere lifestyle that you wanted, it's going to go down the drain, and you're going to be stuck like where you are right now forever if you stop. So anytime you think about, oh, this obstacle is coming up, like I can't book the right kinds of clients, or I don't know how to grow this thing, or my ads aren't working, or just whatever it is that comes up, you can always come back to this story and be like, okay, well, I heard Keisha over there talking about all these things she had to figure out and she figured each of them out and even is still figuring out stuff now. And if she can do it, I can do it too. Because like I said, I'm not any more special than you are. Nobody out here online is any more special than you and me and any of us. It's just their attitude and them being persistent to keep pushing through despite the challenges that they face with every new level in their businesses. So be persistent. Do not give up. Do not quit too soon. And always hold on to your long-term vision for your business too. So that's the last little tip. Like, make sure you have a long-term vision for why do you even want to do all this in your business. And that is the really, really the big driver that's going to help push you forward. So no matter what happens, you have that long-term clear vision in mind of where you are wanting to be. And your business is a means for you to get there. So if you have a reason why you're even doing all this, that's going to really push you to keep going. And that's going to push you to find those solutions when things do get challenging along the way. So, yeah. So I hope you enjoyed my little behind the scenes story of different challenges that I've dealt with. Definitely let me know if you enjoyed it. You can always reply if you're on my email list, reply to the email, and let me know what you thought of the episode. And if you're not on the email list, make sure you grab my free guide on the 5 easy steps to attract more high paying clients at the link in the show notes. And don't forget to go over to my YouTube channel for those new tutorials that I have been working on over there, and make sure you subscribe and check out those tutorials too, so you can get some help in your business. So I will talk to you in the next episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, if you are ready to get started with building or growing your online business, download my free guide on the 5 easy steps to attract more high-paying clients in the show notes. I'll talk to you in the next episode.